Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there harvesting the day's finest story marble, carving it into the most topical columns and pediments, then adding thematic statuary to unveil for you the breathtaking Greek mausoleum that is my monologue. But sometimes I wake up in the woods inside half a broken baby pool, lash that to the housing of a discarded dishwasher with an abandoned rug twine, and then climb in and huff a bag of NyQuil and acetone in the meth head's crank tomb of news that is my segment. That's the only crank I need right there. Meanwhile, a new study says drugs and alcohol do not make you more creative. That study, courtesy of Dr. Benjamin Buzzkill. Meanwhile, we here at the Meanwhile Military Lubricants and Basketball Repair Factory sometimes come across a story about meat that is so important, so, dare I say, juicy, that we give that story its own Meanwhile subsegment, Meatwhile. Meatwhile, hold on to your tenderloin, because a synthetic meat company has just created a meatball from the long-extinct mammoth. To which dads everywhere said, it's fine, the extinction date is just a suggestion. The reanimated meatwad is part of a project that aims to mix and match cells from unconventional species to create new kinds of meat. There's already an experimental food institute doing that. They're called Taco Bell. All right? Groundbreaking work. Live Mas isn't a slogan. It's a challenge. Now, before any of you out there get the mammoth munchies, know that you can't actually get a mammoth meatball yet, because researchers say they have no idea how our immune system would react when we eat it. Oh, come on! Our immune systems can take it. We eat fried chicken as buns for a burger. Give me my mammoth meatball, put it in the mammoth hole. You know why they're extinct? Because we ate them. They must be delicious, okay? And how different can those meatballs possibly be from whatever they're serving us at IKEA? Pretty sure those are just sawdust and cat meat, but I always want seconds. Meanwhile, MIT researchers twisted apart hundreds of Oreos to find the perfect method in a study titled On Oreology, the Fracture and Flow of Milk's Favorite Cookie, which just beat out the original title, so I guess this means we already cured cancer, right? So, what did the scientists conclude? Well, after exhaustive research, they found that it's almost impossible to have evenly distributed cream on both sides of an Oreo after twisting. Well, yeah. It's designed that way. What kind of animal wants equal cream on both sides? If you're twisting an Oreo apart, it's because you want double cream to cookie ratio on one side and pure unadulterated cookie manhole cover on the other. Now you got two cookies. And if you're not on board with my research analysis, you can suck my Hydrox. Meanwhile, in Virginia crime news, two prisoners escaped jail and went to IHOP, where patrons reported them. Though, because it is the International House of Pancakes, the arrest had to be made by Interpol. Meanwhile, a new study has found that Botox alters brain activity connected to emotions. Well, I'd buy that, because I used to feel sad, but then I got the Botox, and now I feel happy. See how happy I am? Happy. Sad. Oh, I'm so surprised. Oh. Oh. Apparently, humans interpret other people's emotions by mirroring them, but the temporary paralysis of the facial muscles caused by Botox hinders a person's ability to mirror the emotions being expressed in front of them. Wait. You mean to tell me there's a downside to injecting botulism toxin directly into my face? I, for one, am shocked.
More Meanwhile, after this.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Folks, if you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time over there in the news factory hand hammering the most topical fluorocarbon treated aluminum into a sleek semi monocoque outfitting with a 300 watt solar package, stabilizer jacks, rear view monitoring, and a zip D patio awning to present the luxurious flying cloud Airstream trailer that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I wake up underneath an abandoned ambulance in a salt marsh, strap a rusty tool shed to the chassis of a discarded riding lawnmower, then thunder off a cliff in the three-wheeled bog hovel of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, drive that train. Ride the rails. Meanwhile, a Japanese surfer is nearly 90 and has been recognized by Guinness World Records as the oldest male to surf. That is amazing, and I, for one, would love to hear some elder surfer talk. Dude, I was totally stoked for that Metamucil, but it was so gnarly that my Depends got worked. Meanwhile, South Korea is seeking an emergency plan to boost their birth rate. That headline again, BTS is getting back together. Meanwhile, in a new advertisement, PETA says crabs are clever little people. Wait a second, does PETA think SpongeBob is a documentary? Crabs are clever little people. They open fast food restaurants and their children are whales. Here's a look at PETA's commercial.
Humans have always mocked those they find a little different. Crabs may look different from us. They may be small, but that's no reason to harm them and to mock them.
I don't mock crabs. I'm very complimentary. In fact, I am always buttering them up.
I see what you did there.
Meanwhile, DJ and music producer Diplo says he ran a marathon while on LSD, which he finished in 3 hours and 35 minutes. That's a pretty good time. He was helped by the fact that he was being chased by a giant wolf-headed spider. Meanwhile, in a breakfast pasta update, Cup Noodles, the budget-friendly food company, has created a breakfast version of their instant ramen. Well, any college student knows there's already a breakfast ramen. It's called Last Night's Ramen. And if you're hungry, I can stop that right now by telling you the new instant breakfast ramen mixes together the flavors of sausage, maple syrup, pancakes, and eggs in a saucy texture that takes only 4 minutes to cook in the microwave. But the shame of eating discount maple noodle pancake soup, lasts a lifetime. And if that list of flavors isn't enough for you, Cup Noodle says that eaters are encouraged to customize it with hot sauce, more syrup, or even rice. Always a good sign when the makers of a meal tell you it will be better if you add food. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.